Of course, the Democrat-led government shutdown over demands that were very much unrelated to funding the government's operation is over. We're once again open for business. People wanting to tour the Capitol from Iowa were the first to let us know that they appreciated being able to get into the building. I wish I could tell you why the Democrats blocked a government funding bill that they didn't find objectionable in any way, but they did it in order to demand negotiations that were already underway on another issue unrelated to funding. So all this adds up to the fact it didn't make much sense to shut down the government, but that's behind us now, so we can get back to what we've been working on for several months. And this issue deals with the kids that were brought here illegally to our country by their parents because the parents were undocumented when they crossed the border. But that's no fault of the kids. So there's a lot of compassion for these kids, and that compassion is being discussed in a legalization program for just that class of people. But at the same time, we're working in a bipartisan, bicameral way to make sure that we can get things done that need to be done to make sure that people just willy-nilly coming to our country violating our laws doesn't continue. So you know that we had this bipartisan, bicameral meeting with the president a couple weeks ago. We discussed how to accomplish the goal of legalization and protecting our borders. We decided we must improve border security. We must empower law enforcement to take dangerous criminals out of our communities. We also need to end chain migration and diversity. So let me give you the four pillars of a possible compromise. One, DACA kids. Number two, border security. Number three, ending chain migration. And number four, doing away with diversity visas. I believe that we can accomplish all of this in a way that gets broad support in Congress and something that the president will sign. So we will continue our negotiations with these goals in mind. The government's open, up and running. The Democrats shut it down. I think they lost ground for doing it, and maybe for that reason, it won't happen again, at least in the near future. Let's go to Matt Kelly.
Senator, you sound relatively optimistic that a deal can be reached on DACA and border security. Do you think that's going to come before the 3 weeks is up?
Yeah. As long as the government stays open, McConnell's going to keep this process going until we reach finality. Now, that's just speaking for the Senate. I think the House has a whole different approach that goes much deeper into a lot of things that I favor, but things that you couldn't get through the United States Senate. So I hope that we can then reach a compromise between the House and Senate and get something to the president. I believe we have Wendy from WHO Radio.
Good morning, Senator. Is the series of short-term budget patches creating an unnecessary or otherwise avoidable series of political crises? Is there a plan to hammer out a long-term budget for the United States?
Yeah, that's what's supposed to happen between now and 2008. It would be for the rest of this fiscal year and for all of 2019. And I hope we can reach it. If I had to summarize for you in a big issue, more money for defense, I think, has broad bipartisan support. But there's mostly Democrats that feel, well, if you spend one more dollar on defense, then we need to spend one more dollar on domestic programs. Now, since only the federal government deals with defense, and it's the number one responsibility of the federal government, I don't buy into the argument that $1 for defense means $1 for every other program, because most domestic programs have both federal, state, and local funding. but that's the way the argument goes. And that argument has to be worked out between now and February the 8th in order to get funding for the rest of this year, which is the immediate concern, but in the process, hopefully reaching an agreement for 2019 so that when you get to this fall, September and October, we aren't doing the same thing we're doing right now, shutting down the government. John Slagers.
Thank you, Senator. Does this agreement over the parameters on immigration policy actually get you closer to policy, or is this just a way to get you past the continuing resolution, allow you to keep working on this?
Well, I think it's going to have to be done by February 8th for McConnell to keep his agreement with a lot of Republicans and some Democrats in order to get government opened up. But the real deadline on DACA is March the 5th. So it doesn't have to be done by February the 8th. But I think that we have to show progress, and we're wherever we're going to have to work our will through the amendment process on the floor of the United States Senate. So I guess we just get down to work, and whether we do it now or sometime after February the 8th, the difference is that McConnell made a promise. Besides, you know, it may sound to a lot of people, even you folks on this call, that we're just getting down to doing this. But as chairman of the committee, I've been having long meetings on this issue for probably 3 months, going back to October at least, and I'm going to continue to do so. Thanks a lot, everybody. Goodbye.